My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good or
okay,
bad.
Kind of a weird question. In my head, it makes sense. I don't think it's going to make sense to you. Okay. So this is great radio. I'm so good at this job.
So excited.
This is awesome. Is Brock Purdy closer to Jordan Love or CJ Stroud?
CJ Stroud.
Okay, I think you know where I'm going. I heard your reaction. Do you want to explain why you reacted that way?
I think CJ Stroud has a level that Brock Purdy can't hit.
I didn't mean that.
Well, I mean, as far as like CJ is like...
I think CJ is the reason the Texans did what they did last year. Mm. Like, I think that CJ... And that's not to take away from their coach, their roster. Like, CJ was the difference maker to me. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people like the Packers. And Jordan Love kind of accentuates that, which to me feels closer to Brock Purdy than CJ Stroud. Mm. CJ feels like if you think the Texans are going to go far in the playoffs or get back to the playoff season, you think CJ is going to repeat what he did last year. Mm-hmm. And you're probably not pointing to a ton of other things. But if you are, but the first thing you mention is going to be CJ Stroud. Mm-hmm. When you talk about Brock Purdy or when you talk about the San Francisco 49ers, you're going to talk about a lot of different things. And you can mention Brock Purdy first, but you're not going to have any problem mentioning Christian McCaffrey right after that. And maybe you're going to mention Christian McCaffrey first. Maybe you're going to mention Nick Bosa and Fred Warner and all those guys. Maybe you're going to mention Trent Williams being back. Maybe there's a lot of different things you could do over there. Maybe you're doing the same thing with the Green Bay Packers or Matt LaFleur, mm-hmm. You know, the Kyle Shanahan aspect, the Matt LaFleur aspect. I feel like CJ is... It's because of CJ. And those other two haven't quite gotten to the it's because of me mm-hmm. yet. And that's why I asked about that comp. Because the Packers love fest is a little weird to me. Especially when there was so much at the beginning vitriol directed towards like but so much vitriol is the wrong word. It was so much dismissiveness mm-hmm. to Brock Purdy. And not really the San Francisco 49ers. The argument was the San Francisco 49ers are propping Brock Purdy up. Mm-hmm. And not that Brock Purdy can't be the one. I just don't know that he is yet.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people look at Jordan Love as the reason why. And okay. I disagree with it.
It's so
you know
I.
what I mean?
He's a part of it. He's a big part of it.
Yeah, but think about their roster. Don't nobody talk about nobody else on their roster.
No.
And they got some good young ball players. Yep. Like, it's not – but they don't have any super-duper star players, I don't think, especially on the offensive end. So I think they look at it as Jordan Love. They think Jordan Love is going to be what CJ was last year. I think that's where all this comes from. And they don't necessarily look at Brock Purdy that way. But for me, because you asked me the question, and for me, all this stuff comes back to Brock Purdy is him for me. Hmm. Like, because if they had the same roster mm-hmm. with Jimmy or what we saw Trey Lance, it's like, Yeah, they can do it. They can do it.
Yeah, the Super Bowl odds went up when Trey Lance got hurt.
They can.
It's the stupidest thing I ever saw.
I was like, they can do this. Yeah. They can do this.
Yeah.
But you asked me today, like we've been doing the show for 4 years, went through three quarterbacks, Jimmy, Trey Lance. You know, I like both of those guys. Mm-hmm. I believe, and I was, looks like I might have been wrong about Jimmy.
Who had the tat-tat? Was that Trey or Brock? Brock had the tat-tat. Oh, that's right. That's when you said Jimmy's not going to get his job back.
Jimmy.
Or Trey's not going to get his job back. Yeah.
And that's kind of the point. You didn't hear me talk about Jimmy. You didn't hear me talk about Trey and how much I like those guys. Mm-hmm. You ever heard me talk about anybody the way I talk about Brock?
No.
Brock is him. I have more confidence than I've had in any 49ers quarterback since 2012 Cap. And then if you kind of get away from that, because that was like a flash in the pan, we're going back to like Garcia. Brock is him. He's the truth. And he's the reason why all this stuff, like, to me, I think Brock is the type of guy where if they were to lose Ayuk or they were to lose Debo or something like that when all that was going down, mm-hmm. Brock's good enough where you could still stay afloat. You could still be good until you get, like, you know, good players back in here again.
Can he make a star? I don't remember who we were making this analogy with yesterday, but can he make
Josh Allen? We were saying Josh Allen needs to.
He's going to have to. Yeah. Can he make a?
I don't know if Brock.
What's your Jacob? What's your
Jacob
rookie's
Cowing.
Name? Jacob Cowing. Yeah. Can he make a star?
I don't know. I don't know that. That's another level, right? That's like top two. I don't think Brock's top two yet, mm-hmm. but I don't know if he can do that. But if it he can play the quarterback position where if it's there, he's not gonna miss it. And maybe that is making some, but the combination of his skill, his understanding, his decision making, Kyle Shanahan's coaching, if it's there, he's not gonna miss it. And then a couple times the pocket collapses, he rolls out to the left the way he does, circles back around, he's gonna buy time, he's gonna make plays. Brock is him.
Okay.
He and to your original point, he's the reason why I think the 49ers are going to be here past what the quote-unquote window might be.
Well, no, I agree with that wholeheartedly, and I was the one who said yes earlier this week. I think this is Brock. I think Brock's going to have a moment. Mm. If Brock from the collective is not looked at as him. Mm-hmm. As in for those who aren't as in tune with that word, we'll try this. If Brock is not looked at as the reason why, I think that changes this year. Mm. CJ is the reason why. Mm-hmm. Lamar, Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. I mean, even Josh Allen.
Yeah,
those guys are the reason why. I think Brock Purdy becomes the reason why this year.
Mm. Mm.
But with that statement, I'm also saying another one. He's not there yet. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's looked at like the reason why yet. Mm. I think that changes. I think he is a big reason why. I go so far as to say he is the reason why. Mm-hmm. But I don't think most people feel that way.
So you think it's you're thinking about this the way Hoops hyped that stuff. Not where
projecting.
He's at today, but at the end of the season, this is how he's going to be looked at.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I don't think right now he's CJ. I don't think he, with what we have from him right now, I don't think he's the reason why yet. Mm. This is the year that I think that changed. This is the year where this is the year where we watch the 49ers play and you can't yeah, but Brock Purdy anymore. You can't, yeah, but Christian McCaffrey did this. Yeah, but Debo did that. I think this is the year he shows everyone, or for you, well, he's already shown you. For you, he showed me. Y'all are late. I don't know why y'all so late. I've been telling y'all for 2 years. D-Lo, let me tell y'all for 2 years. I think this is the year that happens.
Your Kenny stop flight. Your Kenny stop
it's
flight.
It's not
up there with Doc. It's up there with Kenny's Doc.
It's not. It's all it is, though, with like none of my impressions are good. All it is, though, is cadence. You just have to get the cadence of a Stephen A. or a Macho Man or a Kenny Caraway down. And once you get the cadence, and no, when Kenny gets worked up, he does like this sometimes. I was just telling you what I say about D-Lo. What I say about, I didn't say that 4 years ago, D-Lo. 4 years ago, I didn't say Brandon Ayuk was going to be the one. I told you.
Oh man, that's funny.
But. You do talk from a fan's perspective of this team, but I don't feel like you've ever been off in your assessment of this team.
No.
We missed on Trey Lance.
I thought Trey was going
to
be really
good. I was in the sidecar with you. I was right next to you like, hey, well, let's drive this bitch off of the cliff because you got this one wrong.
I thought Trey was going to be really good, man. And even in this situation, like I said yesterday, people are like, oh, of course, Kenny going to pick the Niners to win the NFC. They're good. It's not like I'm a Panthers fan and saying they're going to win the NFC. Like, no, the Niners have like the best roster or one of the best rosters in football for the last 5-6 years, for as long as we've been doing this. So,
Chris Haynes just tweeted that free agent guard Terry Taylor has reached an agreement on a camp deal with the Sacramento Kings. The Red Rooster?
Anybody know who Terry Taylor is?
Terry Taylor's the Red Rooster.
I need to figure out who Terry Taylor is.
Do you know who the Red Rooster is?
Yeah, that was... Wasn't Pete Rose wearing the Red Rooster costume one time?
No, that was the San Diego Chicken.
Rip. Make sure when I see you, I give him a rip, man. That's a rip.
That was the San Diego Chicken.
The Red Rooster was... Did he ever have like a real push?
No, he was the Red Rooster. But he wasn't a joke though. No, he was the Red Rooster.
I know, but they had him as like a real wrestler.
His big feud
he wasn't the Brooklyn Brawler.
His big feud was against the Brooklyn Brawler. The only feud the Red Rooster ever had was against the Brooklyn Brawler.
So this is who Hulk Hogan was competing against, huh?
No, Hogan never went against the Red Rooster.
Terry Taylor reached an agreement on a camp deal with the Sacramento Kings.
Terry Taylor looked like he was in the Pacers organization as I Google him or YouTube him right now.
Chris Haynes got an exclusive picture with him.
I might have been in Chicago as well. First thing that comes up is when he scored 46 points in the G League Showcase.
I was going to say in a regular season game?
in the G League Showcase for the Mad Ants. Okay. Yeah, and then he had 21 against Chicago a couple years ago as a member of the Pacers.
Of course, the first reply is Drew, the local guy. The league messed up letting the Kings get this demon. Man.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not familiar with Terry Taylor. I'm going to watch some film. I'm going to let you know what it is.
Shout out to whoever this guy is because he wrote the Red Rooster! Exclamation point. Oh, no. And the gift before that is... Put it in reverse, Terry. Terry.
That's what Scott Moe going to play when he hit a three.
Put it in reverse.
Oh, Terry. Terry.
Oh, man. Kings went ahead and got the Red Rooster.
Man, we ain't playing this year.
Shout out Chris Haynes who will announce his...
Hey, free agent.
Yeah, he's going to announce a new landing spot soon, I'm sure. He ain't going to be a free agent for long.
No. That's by decision. That's by choice.
Yeah, that's Chris Haynes right there.
He
knows when the ship's going down.
Getting out of there.
he hit him with the sexual chocolate. That's very visual. I'm sorry.
But we don't have James today, but maybe you could help me out with this. He signed a what kind of deal?
He said a camp deal.
A camp deal. Okay. A camp deal. Okay. So he.
I don't know if that's.
It's like that's just an invite almost.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Pretty much. Let's get Mitch in here. 916-909.
Oh, well, Mitch he's out of day apparently.
Oh, has he?
This is the Jesse. Do you know this? Like the seventh time we've heard from Mitch today on ESPN 13.
How? Seventh.
Well,
because Kyle just answers the phone blindly.
No, he answered, and they said Mitch didn't pick up when he answered, and Mitch called during an interview and said, "I'll call back," and then he called back, and you know they picked up, and Mitch was like, "Huh, I don't know. This is Mitch, how many times have you been on ESPN 1320's airwaves today? Four or five or six times?
I tried, but the Wi-Fi, I mean, I pay my taxes. I don't know what's going on with the Wi-Fi when I go see my in-laws.
Well, taxes ain't got nothing to do with your Xfinity.
Sir, that's a bill. That's the problem. You paid your taxes thinking it would cover your Wi-Fi. You get a separate bill for your internet, Mitch.
Well, I paid that too.
Okay. All right.
But what is this? Is this the sixth try?
Well, I keep trying, right? I mean, you only have two shows. I mean, there should be a morning show. You know, remember, the sun rises in the east.
Yeah, no, we're trying, Jennifer. Thank you. We're doing our best over here.
What's going on Mitch? What's up, man? What's up?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You don't try, you do, right?
Oh, all right, well, all right, Mitch. What's going on with you? What's on your mind?
Lamar Jackson doesn't get enough love. He's a real good quarterback.
I agree.
Ran over 100 yards. He had over 20 yards passing. And they have to get some better wide receivers. And Henry didn't have a good game. And he was brought in to pound the ball. Performance is unbelievable. He's incredible. He's the LeBron of football. Football.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
It's insightful. What was... just real quick, either one of you, what was Derrick Henry brought in to do?
That's what Mitch said. Mitch said he was there to pound the ball. It's Mitch.
Play on, Mitch. I guess.
No, Mitch. It's Mitch.
I don't know what's happened to this game.
This is I don't know. I guess it just feels like a good time for a break. Eddie Gonzalez. Complex Sports.
Yeah, man.
Eddie, this man's like in an office now.
Yeah. Corporate Eddie.
This Corporate Eddie joins us next on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Sky River Casino, where we will be this Monday, 32 Brew Street. Kickoff for the 49ers football season.
We'll
be doing the show live from 12 to 4, hanging out, having some great drinks, having some great food. And right now we're having some great conversation. Our man Eddie Gonzalez with us. Eddie, they said you went corporate.
Yeah, corporate
this
Eddie.
This is Complex Sports' Eddie Gonzalez. This is like when The Rock turned on the people and joined Mr. McMahon in 1998.
Look, man, the man out here talking to Raiders head coaches. Yeah, you're talking to Canelo Alvarez. Come on, man. It don't get no more corporate than that. Corporate Eddie is here, man.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. The one I got planned for next week, you'll be able to get that off for next week.
Oh, man. I already know next week is Canelo week, too, so I know it might be popping off.
Well, forgive me. We'll just refer to removing
week
forward.
Next week, man.
The corporate champion. Eddie Gonzalez here. How are things going at Complex Sports, man? It was dope to see that announcement a couple of weeks ago.
I'm having a good time, man. I'm starting to kind of get my feet under me there and get some work done, as you can see. And then now here we are. We got to talk about it now. I got to make the rounds, and of course I got to talk to my guys. Come on, there.
I thought you might be calling from a cubicle or maybe a special Zoom room at the Complex Studios or something.
I should have put the Versace's on like Kenny, man. I should have really got in the mood.
Well, look, man, I got up real early this morning, man. I got up real early this morning. Don't want to see the bags in my eyes, man. Come on. Nobody want to see
buy
that.
Don't buy this.
Yeah, man. But D-Lo, what you got over there? What kind of bag you got over there, dog?
Eddie ain't even. You're projecting
again. I'm just saying.
You're projecting again. Eddie, why
Eddie,
do you do
on,
this?
Man. I'm small potatoes to this dude, man.
This
come
dude's
on, man.
Projecting. And for the record, Eddie, I have the same bag you do. It's the same exact designer.
Nah, you got it.
Hey, if we walk around SAC, they're going to ask Kenny for a picture. I'm going to have to take it. That's how it goes.
Hey, facts. Hey, they'll say, Eddie, can you take the picture? Hey, excuse me, sir. Can you move out of the way?
Don't listen to this guy, man. This is Cap. This is big Cap, bro.
Take a picture with Casey. Or you'll get the treatment that I get. Hey, Eddie, what's up, man? Where's KC?
That don't happen.
It happens every game. I say he's down there courtside with Tiana Taylor and the rest of the celebrities. With the rest of the celebrities.
Right, remember he was trying to call me courtside Eddie, and then now look.
Come
now
on, man. Hey, look. Hey, we ask all the time, but I mean the travel arrangements are need to be happening, man. Come on, you gotta be at the Golden 1 Center. Mm-hmm. It's going crazy. The city's buzzing right now. They can't wait for the season to start.
Got something building up. I'll be there soon. You'll see me. You'll see me soon.
I mean, they play Phoenix enough. You can come out. You can kill a couple.
Hey, you know I'm always lurking, man. Come on now.
I love that. Facts, I love that. What are you working on right now headed into the football season?
Man, we just getting our football coverage underway, and so we had a bunch of dope interviews we lined up. Got some more coming up next week. Got a certain San Francisco 49er we hoping to talk to next week, man. And, you know, look, like I said, I'm trying to get my feet under me here, trying to expand what we do at Complex. And it's nice to have a nice name like that because you get a lot of people on the phone and in the studio and this, that, and the third. So yeah. We just getting going. You know, I love football, man. I love sports in general. So we want to talk to any and everybody. We want to hear all the perspectives on the sport and cover it in our way. And that's what we're doing so far.
Hey, man. You did probably what I would do if I was – head of Complex Sports, I'd probably reach out and be like, Kyle Shanahan, I need to talk to you. I talk to my people first. You talked to Antonio Pierce, man, had a nice article on him and a nice conversation with him as he gears up for his first full season as head coach of the Raiders. And it sounded like you were pretty impressed by a lot of the things he had to say in that conversation.
I was, man. I mean, you know, I was impressed by him in general as a fan last year, but now he's got – his chance to give it a full go. He gets a full camp. He gets to tinker with his roster a little bit. And he's an inspiring dude. Like, even outside of being the Raiders coach, you could tell he speaks with admiration for everybody, but he also speaks firmly and stands on his own. You know, he got that California in him, that Long Beach in him. And he also has the confidence of like, yo, I've done this. I've done this at the highest level. I've won the championship. I've done this, then that, and the third. So, he just is a guy that's real comfortable with himself, and that was kind of what I took away from the conversation. And it's easy to see how he galvanizes guys. And even you look at last year, the way they turned that team around from 3-5 to finishing 5-4, and it was a tough 5-4, and you game where you scoring 60, and you just look like a whole new team after that. You could see why, just even in 20 minutes with him, why guys are awakened by him in that sense.
Is that so? They've got this matchup with the Chargers coming up this weekend to start the season, and obviously there is a ton of excitement around Los Angeles because of Harbaugh. But you just noted this, Eddie, like this is – or Casey, you said this. This is AP's first full season as the Raiders coach. Is that excitement that we saw at the end of last season, is that excitement still there? Does this feel like is that new car smell still there with Antonio Pierce headed into his first full season?
Yeah, one of the things he mentioned was, you know, I didn't really have to say to speak to these dudes and stick up for them and ride for them essentially all the way through last season. So then when I was able to do that and implement that and really galvanize them and push them, we saw the differences, and he wants that to carry over. You know, I kind of wanted to give him the chance to say there's this kind of like coded conversation around him. They call him like a rah-rah coach, a player's coach, and they act like he don't know the game, right? He don't know X's and O's. Mm-hmm. And he kind of doubled down on it, like X's and O's are simple. Like, I've seen a lot of dudes know that and don't know how to coach this game. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a people person. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a person. We got to motivate our guys. And so there's some truth to that. Like, they didn't change a lot schematically last year on defense when he became the coach. They just played better. Right. And for whatever that is, and now they've made some additions to that defense. Made some distance at offense as well. Look, they got holes. Y'all know me. I'm a realistic Raider fan in that sense. The quarterback is going to be a question all year long. It's going to be a question for some time. I know guys are pitching Dak Prescott next year, getting the bag over here, stuff like that. Like, when you sign a career backup in Gardner Minshew and when you draft a dude in the fourth round and already have a starter you've paid money to, you're telling both of them that they're backups. There's a bigger plan at hand. So I'm not saying this is necessarily like a gap year, but there's a lot of pieces of a really good team here. Can it come together? Mm-hmm. We're going to see, and we're going to get a real clear picture of that on Sunday because the Chargers are no slouch either. Yeah. But it's clear they're building. They have a direction now, and they have a voice that they all believe in. Whereas last year with Josh McDaniels, it wasn't so sure. You were hearing the complaints. Like, they were pretty vocal. Then you watch that Netflix show, and you're looking at Devontae Adams, and he's just like – he's not hiding none of it. So that's not the case here this year. So I think there's an aligned front in Las Vegas. The question will be, how patient are they? If they get off to a bad start, does that same complaining receiver get to complaining again? But as of right now, it's all good, and the camaraderie and the morale is high right now.
It's interesting you say that, or AP says, you know, about understanding people. And I think that has so much to do with coaching, you know, and I've had my experiences with kids, coaching kids and stuff like that, and understanding that you have to find different ways to motivate people. Like, it's not about the X's and O's all the time. I can draw up a play that'll get somebody open, but do you believe in what I'm saying? Do you believe in being able to execute? I know it's a different sport, but Phil Jackson, I don't want to disrespect him, but he knows the game, but Tex Winters was the one making the triangle. Like, he was the one with the X and O's. But Phil understood people, understood how to motivate people, understood how to get through to people and all these other things. And you look at Josh McDaniels, and I don't think he's a good coach, but I'm not going to disrespect him. I'm sure he knew football. He studied under Bill Belichick for I don't know how long. He knew X's and O's, but he couldn't get through to people. He couldn't motivate people. He couldn't get people to believe into what he was doing. As a matter of fact, it would be the exact opposite. They will rebel against this guy. And I think
he was not a people person.
Right. So I think AP, in that sense, if he has football knowledge himself, but if he has guys around him that, hey, look, you be the offensive guy. You know, I'm going to overlook the defense a little bit, whatever the case may be, but I'm going to make sure these guys are ready to play every week. I think that goes a long way. I think people kind of overlook that, like he talked about.
Yeah, it's something that gets minimized and something that he – you know, is letting people know that he holds in high regard. And I always say to people, we get to arguing about, oh, this coach don't know what he's doing. He need to sub this person. these teams have all the information, and these coaches are smarter than us. I know we hate to hear that, but, like, Mike Brown is smarter than all three of us combined as far as basketball goes, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we might not like when he brings in such and such player, or we might not like that, oh, you know, this player isn't in rotation right now. But first off, they have more information than us. There's more for them to know. Second off, like, whatever, like, little slight suggestion you have, like, oh, they should run a pick and roll here and there, like, it's been presented and thought of in there, and it's like that was like a week ago. You know what I mean? Like, we, again, not to say that we can't criticize coaches or feel away, but oftentimes, most of the time, they know better. Now, why they make those decisions and why they don't is different, and they can't make the players catch the ball, right?
Right.
But that's all to say that I agree with you. Like, they're smart. There's a lot of smart people in the room. A lot of times, it's what can you get people to do, and that's what the Raiders are relying on now, and that they didn't have last year. You hear the stories coming out about Josh McDaniels and the way he belittled players and coaches and, you know, chewed guys out in front of the whole room. And, you know, you hear guys say stuff like, you talk to us like men. You hear guys say, like, stuff like that a lot. That's coded. That's saying, like, yo, you were getting at us in a way that we really couldn't respect, and now that they are being talked to in a way that they can respect, and it's motivating. Yeah. And I think that's what you see here. That's what you saw in the last season. And they're hoping it will carry over. Now, you can motivate guys as much as you want, but then a lot of it comes down to talent as well. And if we don't have a quarterback who can lead us to the playoffs, it won't matter, because one of them teams has Patrick Mahomes, another one of those teams has Justin Herbert. I mean, we watched two quarterbacks last night that, you know, that's what leads you to the playoffs. Those plays, they don't have that right now. They're hoping they can get pieces of that and then build around the rest and go from there.
Antonio Pierce, AP, has a certain level of charisma to him, and I think that's one of those things that's going to carry him as a head coach. You brought up the receiver series and Davante Adams. I'll go back to the receiver series and ask you, is there a more charismatic individual in the National Football League than Justin Jefferson?
I don't think so, man. I think he might be the biggest star in the sport, and that's a lot.
Yeah.
Saying a lot for a guy who's not a quarterback, a guy who is not playing in a marquee city, who has not had major playoff wins. He's only been in the league for 4 years, but, like, he made the gritty a nationwide craze. He's, you know, we've watched our kids do it, you know what I'm saying? So that's a dude who has all the talent in the world, and he's being treated like that, and he's performing. I think that's the most important thing, whereas, again, fastest start in the history of the league for a receiver, and it's not even really close. Pretty much in every metric, and you could say, oh, they play 17 games now, but he missed 7 games last year and still lapped the field, right. So it doesn't even matter. He's missed a couple other games before, but he's there. He's as good as it gets. Like, I had Raider fans chiding me for calling him the best receiver in football, and I love Davante Adams, but it's hard to argue against that guy. So to answer your question, I don't think so. And the receiver showed that in a ton of ways. You
know, like, in 10 seconds. The second he hit the screen.
I keep telling people I walked away from that show and I loved everybody on that show except for Davante Adams.
It's funny you say that, man, because I like Devontae. I don't have no problem with him. But there were things, and maybe I wasn't as tapped into what was going on. And sure, there's frustration as well. But he didn't come off very well in that show. I was like, Davante, obviously the one that always sticks with me is the, you know, they win the game and he's like, I don't play for wins. I play for greatness and all this other. What? I didn't remember that. I didn't remember when that happened.
Yeah.
I guess it was a big deal. But, it was interesting to see him in that series.
Yeah, it's one of those things, too, where, you know, if people don't know, team and player have a ton of control with this type of stuff. And, you know, working in different places, I've seen, even when you get, like, mic'd up content, that filters through the team. They get to pick and choose. We don't want to know our strategy here. We don't want to know this, that, and third. So I look at that series and knowing that, and I go, man, I wonder what else was happening over there, because we saw a lot, and it was probably not the worst of it. So, you know, look, I understand his frustrations in a lot of ways. I understand, like, look, he's chasing greatness. He is one of the greatest receivers we've ever seen. He was great last year. Still a top 5, top 3 guy. He helped him win games. He also knows kind of the situation he got into. Now, whether or not he feels miffed by Derek Carr's gone and all this, then the third, and can say, oh, well, that's not what I signed up for. He knew what the Raiders was when he got here. He knew that what that bag would do to their salary cap. And all of that stuff. So, you know, he's not a victim. You know, he's a volunteer in a lot of ways. But again, I love him. I love the competitiveness. Like, I'm not necessarily coming down on him in the sense of, like, you know, nobody on the show was upset at him. If anything, they got it. They felt like they let him down. Mm-hmm. Me as a fan, me as like a watcher of TV, I'm like, that's like the most fun guy to be around. That's kind of what I walked away with. Yeah.
You think Devontae finishes the season with the Raiders?
Fellas, you know I was just in Vegas for a weekend, right? You saw me. You follow me on the ground.
I mean, come on, man. I try to keep up. You know what I mean? I can't always keep up. Live vicariously through you. Between New York City and Vegas, I can't keep up with my man.
What I'll say is this. If the Raiders start slowly, and it's very likely they could, the same issues they would have had trading him last year with dead cap and all of that good stuff, they don't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. So if the Raiders start slowly, and a player who we know is pretty well disgruntled and has been for some time and has a good friend of his, it's in a big city, and might be a contender. They talked it up a bunch about how they met up last year and had a really great dinner and all this stuff. Trades are weird in the NFL, but wide receiver is one of those positions where you can slot you in and say, hey, we're running this route on this. This is the play. We've seen it happen before, and we know those guys have chemistry. So does he finish the season there, to answer your question? Probably not.
I'm kind of feeling the same way.
I think Eddie's spot on, though, with the start. Like, if they just get off to a slow start, it just makes the most sense for their future to try to do something right for him, but do something that helps your team.
And it also kind of feels like they're not at a place – to have a Devontae Adams right now.
Right.
And what I mean by that is like the money and everything that he commands for how long he's been in the league. It just doesn't match up with where they're at. Eddie, I want to get your opinion because we've talked about this a lot. I think me and Dame are the only ones that have some type of bullish feelings about the Raiders. I guess we're looking at it if everything goes right. But like Gardner Minshew ain't franchise or nothing like that. But I do think Gardner Minshew – he's good for 6-7 wins. You know what I mean? I don't think Minshew's going to be the quarterback of a team with a bottom five record. You know what I'm saying? So if you get him, you know, playing well and winning 5-6 games or something like that, and then you got this top flight defense, I think there's a world where the Raiders can be a 9-8 team and either make the wild card, or we're in the last 2 weeks of the season, and if team X and Y and Z wins and the Raiders win, then I think they can find themselves in that situation.
No, I agree. You know, look, I'm kind of coming down on them a lot here, but there is a lot to like with that team, and there's weapons on offense. They believe in Zeus as the running back going forward. They have those two tight ends who are going to be dangerous. We talked about that with AP as well, and he was like, man, those dudes have come together and they just kind of open up what we can do. And I know as a team, as a linebacker before, like I hated teams with two great tight ends. You know, and so that gives you the middle of the field. That gives you intermediate routes. That kind of helps your quarterback a ton. He can move his feet a lot. It's going to come down a lot to that offensive line, which has been a question mark for some time now. It's going to come down to what they do with the quarterback. But they have weapons to compete. And I think that defense will still carry over. From, you know, from everything I've heard, they've looked great in camp. They really trust in those corners. Those safeties have grown. And obviously, the pass rush starts with Max Crosby. They beefed up that defensive line around him as well to continue to help him. And we talked about Max for a while. And what AP said, you know, I asked him, how does a guy like that get better? What's the next level for that guy? And Pierce essentially said, it's making the team better. And what he was getting at was, like, sometimes he has to make plays that help the team and may put his teammate in a better position or what have you. And there's a little bit of unselfishness on the D line. Not that he hasn't had it before, but if he has it more now, he can make other guys look better. It seems like they're all aligned. So look, they end up with a top tier defense, which it looks like they have. We'll find out a lot more Sunday. And they end up with a just good enough offense. We've seen that be a winning formula since the beginning of time in football. And it still is now. I mean, the Chiefs feel like they did that last year. Now, obviously, they have Patrick Mahomes, they have Travis Kelce, but they did not have these lightning-fast wide receivers. They didn't run up the field all up and down the field last year. It's like we had a great defense, and then we did enough on offense from there. Now, it's not an exact comp, but you can't win football games like that is my point. So I'm with you. There's a world where they're fighting for the wild card at the end of this year, and then you got to push through, and That's what Pierce said. We just want to get in the dance. We get in the dance. We're playing in January. Anything can happen. We feel like we can go heads up with any of these guys. And I think they have a good shot.
Feels like all we're talking about is the quarterback position. Yeah. So, like we're dancing around all these other things. We're really just talking about the quarterback position because so much of football comes down to that one spot.
Yeah, look, Devonta Adams is going to get open. Mm-hmm. And he's going to get double covered all year. So Jacoby's going to get open. Michael Mayer is going to be open. Brock Bowers is going to be open when he's on the field. Mm-hmm. You're going to have chances to throw the football. Mm-hmm. It's can you make the throws, and it's can you keep the quarterback upright so he can make the throws. And that's going to be their team all year long. That's going to be the question all year long. And what we saw in the preseason was not great. You know, AP was pretty adamant with why he chose who he chose. He wanted a guy with some experience. He wanted a guy who can move his feet a little more. And when you say you want a quarterback who can move his feet a little more, keep plays alive, that means we got to have a guy who can deal with this blocking. Yeah. So they're well aware of what their team is. Nobody knows who their team is more than the coaching staff. So they're going to build on this defense. But like you said, this is all about the quarterback in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have opportunities to make plays. Like, can you make them? Made some great plays last year. Then made some backup Gardner Minshew plays as well.
It's almost one of them things where if I ask Eddie, I say, Eddie, man, you can go 10-7, make the playoffs. Hell, win a game. Feel good. AP feeling good. Everything great. You could do that. Or you could go 4-13 and get Shador. What you want to do? And I'd be like, give me Shador. I'll take one more because Shador the truth. Hey, I think he's the best quarterback.
I got the Photoshop ready. I'm ready to see Young and out here in Vegas and having some fun, man. But I think there's something to that. I think if we get to a point in the series, it's hard to tank in football, yeah. Right? Because these guys got to get hit. They got to fight. They got to be in the mix. And they got to protect themselves. And you see teams that are supposed to be – we had that a couple years ago. It was like a team – lost the number one pick on the last game of the season, winning a game they should have won. But you will see kind of like a stripped down version of this team because they need to get ready for the future. Whether that is Dak Prescott, I mean, that makes mathematical sense, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Or one of these young quarterbacks coming out, there's going to be a move towards that for sure.
Man, we are so proud of you, so hyped for you, this new gig with Complex. And I think we're going to be talking a lot more, man, as the football season rolls along and as we get closer to basketball. I mean, if you can make time for us between, you know, sitting down with the Stars and, you know, and the Justin
Jefferson, check the calendar.
The Angel calendar. Reese's and come all on, that. Like, if you got on, if you got time for little old D'Lo and KC and, you know, little old Sacramento. As Corey Graves said, Eddie, I don't know if you heard.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Hey, man, y'all crazy, man. Look, basketball season right around the corner. I'm getting ready. I know y'all, you know, got DeMar. You guys are feeling cool, that good stuff.
Yeah, come man.
On, we got to talk. Yeah. Canelo fighting next. We talk about that. You know how I feel away now.
Come on. we're going to make that happen. And then I while Eddie's here, I want to tell him he had a tweet yesterday that I thought was profound. I thought he was right. But talking about Rich Homie, mm-hmm. and he's like, I'm putting no qualifiers on it. Rich Homie could rap. Like, he could rap for real. And he was right. He was right. I saw another one where somebody said, and I didn't even think about it this way, but I think they're right. They're like, Lifestyle is one of the greatest hip-hop songs of all time.
One of the best rappers to come out of it.
Yeah. Like, Lifestyle, like, top 50 hip-hop songs of all time.
And I know y'all got bills to pay, but I hate when they do that, when they minimize these dudes and they say, oh, he's singing. He had flow. He had witty punchlines. He did all the stuff you want rappers to do. He made hits. He had deep cuts. He got personal. He did all that stuff. That Rich Gang album is one of my favorites of all time. Man. And I think it's that great. So, like, rest in peace, Rich Homie. You hate to hear that. You hate to see that. Such a young dude. He was on his way back to doing stuff. So I appreciate you shouting him out. I appreciate you mentioning that as well. And, like, I hate it how people drag down Lifestyle as, like, this disgrace to hip-hop. I'm like, dog, that's two dudes at their peak creating new energy. And it's been... like, it's been adapted ever since. Like, they were trendsetters in every way. So I'm happy you brought that up, man. I get to say my piece. But, yeah, rest in peace, Rich Homie. I've been playing Rich Gang all day, man. I love that dude. I love his music.
He's like the Nipsey route, right? Like, he's got – isn't it one commercial album and everything else is a mixtape?
Yeah, mixtapes and just singles that's
Nip.
That come
like,
out.
Like, Nip got one stuff. Album. Yeah. And if you – I mean, the most of the mixtapes are on DSPs now, but –
I just seen a clip he was talking the other day about, like, yeah, man, I'd love to eventually talk to Thug. Thug is obviously going through his things, and they had some personal stuff. I don't know if everybody's tapped in with that. Mm-hmm. There's some stuff going on, and it keeps coming up in court, actually, too. But, you know, it sucks that we're never going to get that reunion and get some more of that. But, you know, we got a ton of great music out of them two dudes, and it sucks to see them go like that, though.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you, Eddie, man. You're doing great work over there. Looking forward to talking more, my brother.
My dog.
Fellas, yes, have sir. A good one, man.
Yes, sir. Right, so, man, Eddie Gonzalez right there. Complex Sports is Eddie Gonzalez. Corporate Eddie, the corporate champion right there.
Corporate Eddie.
We'll come back, man. We'll talk more football, a little basketball stuff.
A little
comedy. Little. Tony Rock.
That's my boy, Tony Rock. I can't wait to talk to him.
Tony Rock, scheduled to be here. Scheduled to be here, coming up at the top of the 2 o'clock hour.
Is he gonna go the way? What was the last one we had? Oh, it was Big Sean, but he had COVID.
Well, but yeah, well, he wasn't coming in the studio.
True.
No, we've P-Lo. Gotten ghosted. We've gotten ghosted.
But P-Lo didn't ghost us.
No. We've gotten ghosted by comedians before. Like
actually, the comedians are pretty good though.
We've had only maybe that you're aware of.
Well, yeah,
only one has shown up, and that was Darnell.
Yeah, but Stanfield came through. I mean, that's family though. I mean, not Stanfield, but
Mikey.
Yeah.
No, that's because I text family. Mikey. Yeah. I didn't go to anybody else to get that done. We'll come back. We're thrilled you're here with us on this Friday. It's Dealing with KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Man, let's keep them vibes up.
Oh, we got more.
Let's keep them vibes up.
What are we talking about?
We're gonna go way back. We're gonna go back.
Oh,
y'all know about this. Hey,
oh.
Y'all know about the boys.
Hey,
taking it back here just a little bit. Expecting Tony Rock to join us near the top of the 2 o'clock hour. We got Cash Careways picks on the way. We got game number 17. Of the top 20 Kings games of the 23-24 season. But right now, we got Flashback Friday, baby. Come on.
When I think about you, baby, I want you here. I want to put my arms around you. I tell you here. You have touched my heart. I'm so in love. And you're the only girl I'm thinking of. Ooh. I call my
Y'all know we do two verses on Flashback Friday.
That's right.
This ain't Leezy singing. Y'all leave Leezy alone. CSPN 1320.
This ain't Leezy singing.
We had them all, baby. Flashback Friday. Come on.
Can we talk about it, baby? Do you have the time? I said, am I the only homeboy? It's on your mind.
I might go skating on Saturday. This make me want to skate.
Yeah, them vibes, man. Them vibes. The healing powers of music, man. That's what we do.
Yeah, man. That's it.
The healing powers of music. That's why we brought Flashback Friday back.
Yes, sir.
Check us out. 4 o'clock every Friday beginning at 4 o'clock. D-Lo, KC, DJ Complex. 100% throwbacks for 3 straight hours, man. It's a blast.
Come on, man. Come on.
I'm sorry. It's 100% throwbacks in the mix.
That's right.
For 3 straight hours.
That's right. Good vibe.
I like going old school. I like going R&B because I know the boys didn't cuss. And I don't really want to search a radio YouTube edit and hope I can make it work. So we're sticking with big vibe R&B tracks over here.
Did you
on
see
Flashback
we got a
Friday.
Copyright during Matt George's segment yesterday?
Matt George?
Or did Bob Myers copyright?
No, it wasn't. I don't think we got one from Matt. The Total Divas.
Oh, yeah, maybe it's that one.
I cut it out. Okay. Yeah,
I was so confused.
They can take our money on Friday. They can't take it on Thursday. I say our money. We've never seen a penny of it.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, whatever.
Roddy says, y'all taking requests, man? Absolutely. You got requests for Flashback Friday. Hit us up, 916-909-1320. Call, give a shout out to your girl. Shout out to your baby mama. Whatever, we got you. Yeah, we always taking requests. Roddy ain't never called this show. Ooh, Kyle, stop playing. Come on, Kyle, stop playing. All right, let's keep it moving here. Kyle out here playing. They don't know nothing. Kyle, they ain't ready for that. They don't know nothing about that, Kyle, man.
Kyle, I see you working. I see you working.
They don't know nothing about that. Roddy, boy, y'all on a vibe today. Of course, Ramsey's the one guy who's not listening.
No, man.
The one guy who's not listening.
I see you though, Ramsey. I see you.
Work with me, Ramsey, a little bit. Work with me.
Work with me.
I attempted to catch up on the Zach Lowe podcast this morning. I didn't quite make it to the Keon Ellis stuff. I did love the conversation. I love the conversation they had on the Bucks. I'm not trying to be like funny. This is what we do. I love the conversation on the Bucks because I feel like we just had it. I feel like we had a near identical conversation. Was that Kevin Pelton?
Yeah, I think that's what. It was.
Yeah, Zach Lowe and Kevin Pelton. Yeah. I feel like we had a near identical conversation to the one that those guys were having, and. I didn't get to the Keon Ellis part. They talked about Denver a little bit. I know that's getting a little bit of run this morning about how maybe Denver and maybe specifically Denver's front office, Calvin Booth and Mike Malone, aren't necessarily seeing eye to eye on how this team should approach things moving forward.
That's crazy, man. So do you think do you think we're looking at a situation where, let's just say, I'm just – speaking, Mike Malone's gone in 2 years?
No.
I think I disagree a little bit.
Okay.
That feels like it's kind of running its course right now.
That's the only reason, because that's what it sounds like. That's what these things keep sounding like.
Like if Mike Malone, we're all talking hypotheticals here, but if Mike Malone's like, we can win now, but you're letting my guys go or whatever, and the front office is like, well, we're kind of going in this direction, or like just kind of we're not going to pay everyone and all that. Like maybe...
So
the team don't work for Mike Malone. They're not getting the results they want. It's just not a good mixture or whatever. I can see 2 years from now where he's not there anymore.
So there's a couple. We don't know the dynamics between the true. Like we've got this little note. It's interesting. All right. We keep an eye on it. Probably most importantly, we all kind of think Denver is.
They're on the back nine.
Let's try this.
Coaches don't really stick around either anymore, I feel.
We don't think Denver's a... Do we think Denver is a true title contender? Do you?
Out of respect?
Yeah.
This last year.
That's the same thing. I think
so this, you said yeah. You think they got one more to be a true title contender.
Done it before, so you know how to get it done. You can probably... like it. Wouldn't be shocking if they did it again.
That's the same reason why.
Yeah.
I'm showing respect to Jokic. I'm showing respect to that champion. I'm going to put them there.
No, this is good. This is very respect. Suddenly, this is a respectful radio show.
So much.
That's fine. I love this. This is the sweetest moment.
The Nuggets enough.
This is the sweetest moment in the history of this show. Let's try this again. We're at the barber shop. Are we talking about Denver winning a championship?
No, they're not.
I don't know
because they've lost so much depth. Jamal Murray, like he's been injured a lot or whatever. It's just I don't think they have enough anymore.
Yeah, I don't see it. And like I said, maybe I'm tiptoeing. I mean, maybe we ain't.
And that's fine, but that's okay.
But like I don't think they can win a championship.
I don't.
But
either.
I think if you're having a real conversation, you've got to put them in.
And I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. But in the end, I think we're going to end this with we were right. What are you laughing at?
The way we were distracted the entire time.
No, we weren't. Complex was just standing out there like, hey, y'all ready? Y'all ready?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.